Let's learn together Bisyata Dishmaya, the Yismach Yisrael for Parshas Korach. It begins on page 57, and it goes through page 59. Lahavin ha'inyin me'machlokas Korach v'tauso. Let's try to understand what was Korach's machlokas about, what was his mistake. Again, as we spoke last time, with regard to the Meraglim, it was a very holy mistake and not something easily dismissed or easily understood. But nonetheless, we need to understand where Korach was coming from and to try to understand fundamentally what was wrong with his attitude and his outlook on Moshe and Aaron. Ki l'chor yipala b'taynas Korach l'Moshe ki kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim. Perish Rashi, kulam shamu b'sinai anochi Hashem elokecha. Korach's complaint is strange, it's difficult to understand, because Korach claims everyone is holy. As Rashi explains, we all heard on Har Sinai anochi Hashem elokecha, but says the Yismach Yisrael, hold on a moment, let's just roll back the tape to Har Sinai for a moment, I realized that at that same moment that we all heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak, nonetheless, Moshe at that moment was appointed to be Moshe Rabbeinu. Halohi anosenes, Har Sinai itself is the proof that Moshe is in a different madrega. Adarabba, Shom ra'u kol ha'eda gedulas Moshe v'Aaron. It was dafka there that the greatness of Moshe and Aaron over the other members of Klal Yisrael was displayed for all to see. Sha'amru l'Moshe, and they themselves said to Moshe at Har Sinai, Daber ata imanu v'nishma'a va'al yidaber imanu v'gomer. We want you to speak to us. We're too overwhelmed for Hashem to speak directly to us. Harei shehein lo yachlu l'kabel diburei HaKadosh Baruch Hu rak al yidei Moshe. So we see that, in fact, Klal Yisrael felt equipped to receive Torah only through Moshe Rabbeinu. Vehein lo alu rak Moshe v'Aaron. And they themselves, meaning Klal Yisrael, did not ascend the mountain in the way that Moshe and Aaron did. K'mavuar, as Chazal explained, Moshe mechitza la'atzmo, Aaron mechitza la'atzmo. That Moshe had his place at Har Sinai, Aaron had his place at Har Sinai, and both of their places were above that of the rest of Klal Yisrael. Harei ro shom gadlus Moshe v'Aaron yosu mishar ha'am. So you want to say, Korach, that at Har Sinai every Jew heard Hashem speak. That's true. But at that very same gathering of Har Sinai, at Maimed Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael saw the unique madriga of Moshe and Aaron. So what's your taina, Korach, that everyone heard something at Har Sinai? That may be true. But at that same time that they heard these words, namely the Dvar Hashem, they saw that Moshe and Aaron were in a class of their own. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Mi ala shamayim ve'irad, mi asaf ruach b'chafnav, mi heikim kol afse aretz. All of these psukim alluding to things that Moshe and Aaron did, wonders that Moshe and Aaron did on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that tkufa. V'gam b'shal sh'nichlas Aaron le'beis ha'mikdash. And furthermore, it's not just Moshe. Again, when Aaron entered the Beis HaMikdash, Nismali Habayis Kula Ora, the Beis HaMikdash was filled with a tremendous light. So Korach certainly understood, again, the lofty madrega of Moshe and Aaron. So what exactly were they suggesting by saying, Kol Eida Kulam Kadoshim? That may be true. Everyone is holy. Everyone heard the Dvar Hashem. But Moshe and Aaron are still on a higher madrega. V'gam l'chora inu muvan. And furthermore, we need to understand, it's difficult to understand, Kinucha lahavin gedulas Korach v'adaso, shalachar kol ha'osos v'amosim shahayi v'kan ha'adam ha'patsa aspia, that after everything was said and done, and the ground opened its mouth, and swallowed up Korach v'adaso, and after everything that had taken place, lachar kol eila umri Yisrael, that when it was all said and done, Klal Yisrael still turned to Moshe and Aaron, and pointed to them, after seeing again how Hashem sided with them, atem ha'misim es am Hashem, look, Moshe and Aaron, you're responsible, you've killed the am Hashem. Karu lahem, in reference to them, namely, l'korach v'adaso am Hashem. The Klal Yisrael said, look, Moshe and Aaron, you killed the am Hashem, namely, you killed korach v'adaso, it's your fault. What do you mean it's your fault? They just saw an open miracle. They just saw that Hashem sided with them. Obviously, Korach must have been on such a madrega that Klal Yisrael could say such a thing, but again, it's very hard to understand. Harishahayu gedolei hador deya, v'heich tau tauz gedolei kazu lichvor chalila b'toras Moshe. So if, in fact, they were so great that Klal Yisrael would make such a claim against Moshe and Aaron, even after all was said and done, we need to understand what exactly was the chait and the mistaken notion of Korach of Hadaso that they could challenge Moshe. It just doesn't seem to add up on any level. So, again, the Yismach Yisrael, for the second week in a row, explains to us a tremendous, tremendous yisod in how Torah works. V'hanira b'zeh al pi de'isa b'drashos haran. In the Drashos haran, in the third drasha, he explains the famous Maimar Chazal, known as Tanur Shalachnai, the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer and Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. regarding a particular type of tanur, whether it's tameh, whether it's tahor, is it considered a functioning oven? Is it not considered the fabs that hold together this this oven? It's a functional oven. It has not been taken apart with regard to removing its tumah. And this became known as the sugya, and the Gemara itself says this was known as tanur shel achnai, the serpent's oven. Why was it called the serpent's oven? The Gemara explains because they surrounded Rabbi Eliezer. His colleagues, the other chacham, surrounded him like a snake which wraps itself, which coils itself around its prey. And Rabbi Eliezer vehemently tried to defend himself and tried to bring all sorts of proofs, supernatural proofs, that he was in fact correct. He gives us a little bit of the Gemara here. Binyan pluktas Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim gabe tanoro shalachnai. With regard again to the serpent's oven, Rabbi Eliezer metaher v'chachamim metamin. V'amar Rabbi Eliezer as support, Rabbi Eliezer tried to bolster his position by saying, Kosle beis medrash yochichu, let the walls of the beis medrash support me. Min shamayim yochichu, let the heavens support me. And the Gemara says initially he turned to the carob trees and the carob trees jumped out of the ground. Some say 100 parsa, some say 400 or amma, I don't remember. Then the Gemara says that the water turned around and went upstream as a way of trying to prove himself. And then the Gemara says, as quoted here, that the walls of the base medrash caved in. And Rabbi Yeshua said to the walls, why are you poking your head in between the machloksim of the chachamim? Until finally a baskol came out of Shemaim and said, Rabbi Eliezer is correct. To which Rabbi Yeshua was omer al raglav. If I'm not mistaken, that's the lashon of the Gemara. Amud Rabbi Yeshua Raglav. Yeshua stood up on his feet, which is a term we find in Shas. Some of the Achronim discuss what that term means, to stand on one's feet. But either way, Rabbi Yeshua stood up, and he said, Lo b'shamayimi. You could tell me baskol all day long, but I don't listen to heavenly voices in determining halacha. So, says the Yismach Yisrael, let's ask a question that we really need to think about. And this is what the Drasha Saran raises as well. Why don't we listen to a baskol? It's a wondrous thing. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu explains to you directly, this is my position on the matter, how can we look at Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, in the face and say, thank you for sharing your opinion, we are not interested? That's a very difficult concept for us to understand. But it goes to the core of what it means to be a Torah Jew and to be empowered by the giving of the Torah. V'tirei taranzal dihinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan lanu la'am Yisrael ha'Torah lios b'rishusenu uvekochenu l'chadish ba. You have to understand, says the Ran, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And by giving us the Torah, he gave us a certain rishus and a certain koach to be machadish in Torah and to dictate reality. Kasher ha'beisin machadshin lamata, as beisin decrees and declares below, kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim al yadam, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees above. As we find the magnificent medrash, lashon of the medrash on Achodesh Azel Lachem, Ani va'atem neilich lebeisin shalmata l'shmo ha'masai mekachin Achodesh. Achodesh Azel Lachem, Hashem has given us the power of His chadshus to come up with chidushim, to declare the new moon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will come to the beisin shalmata to find out what does Basar V'dam, what the humanity, what do Klal Yisrael paskin on this particular matter. In fact, one of the most remarkable Mamoreh Chazal on this point is the Yerushalmi that he quotes here from Sanhedrin. It appears in several places. On the Pasuk, Ala Pasuk, Ekra, Lakel, Gomer, Alai. The Pasuk is Ekra, Lelokim, Elyon, Lakel, Gomer, Alai. What does it mean, Lakel, Gomer, Alai? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gomer, Alai. Says the Yerushalmi, Shem Beisim, Ma'abrin, HaChodesh, B'sula, HaChozen. We know that a girl under the age of 3 who loses her signs of virginity, her besulim, so Chazal assume that her signs of being a besula will regenerate, will be restored. So what happens if a girl has turned the age 3 and loses the signs of her virginity, and then based on decide to extend the calendar, making her retroactively under the age of 3, so that declaration of Basin will alter her scientific reality because we have declared that she's no longer over the age of 3, and her body will respond in turn. So this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, transforming nature to adapt to our conclusions in halacha. Hareisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu nasan lanu haTorah kafi asher anachnu am b'nei Yisrael b'da'atenu nefarish kavanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zeh kein yaskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the Torah, and in accordance with what Klal Yisrael says, that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will agree to run reality. Lachein kishabah HaKadosh Baruch Hu liten Torah la'am Yisrael. And therefore, when Hashem wanted to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Amru HaMalachim, the angels refused to accept such a notion. Asher Tunahu Tchal HaShemayim, the angel said, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, leave your splendor, leave your glory in the heavens. Ulechora halo chazar, Kadosh Baruch Hu kol am v'lashon, v'amaylo ta'nu sham HaMalachim, rak kishiratza litna liYisrael. So says the Yismach Yisrael, a question I never really thought about, never saw this question. Yismach Yisrael says, and when Hashem offered the Torah to all the other nations, why didn't the angels respond? You could say the pashtus was they saw that the other nations weren't going to accept, so they only had to make a mocha when Klal Yisrael wanted to accept. But explains the Yismach Yisrael, it's deeper than that. When Hashem wanted to give the Torah to the nations of the world, He only wanted to give them the mitzvos as is, without any bailus over the Torah, without any ability to mechadesh, in terms of dictating reality through halacha. Torah for the Umas HaOlam meant, this is what you're told to do, and this is what you must do. But they were never offered what Klal Yisrael was offered, which is the ability to be machadish. But when Hashem gave us the Torah, and by doing so, accepted the ability, or gave us the ability to practice, so to speak, what we declare, what we say is so. So the malachim had a big taina against us, and they were very jealous. How could you give such a HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're surrendering yourself, as it were, to Klal Yisrael. The angels that were upset. Hey, that means Klal Yisrael is going to have a certain bias over us. The angels are going to be subservient to Klal Yisrael. How could we be subservient to Basar V'dam? And even worse, on behalf of Hashem, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol be subservient to Basar V'dam? As we dictate the month, so it will be. And in this sense, the Torah was taken hostage. The Torah would have a new master, as it were. As the Medrash says, on Alisa Lamarom Shavisa Shevi, yes, Moshe went up to the heights of heaven, and he kidnapped or captured a captive. On that pasuk. So yes, the reality was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to us in such a way that it's totally b'das Adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be maskim, Hashem will agree to our conclusions. And this brings us back again to the holy mistake of Korach. What was the holy mistake of Korach? Top of the left column on page 58. V'zeh ha'yitainas Korach l'Moshe. It's true, Moshe is very, very great. And the greatest, Korach knew that. He understood his place in that regard. They saw it with their own eyes at Har Sinai, as we mentioned in the opening question. But what they couldn't understand is Moshe's right or ability to hold himself above what? Kal Hashem. What does that mean? You, Moshe Rabbeinu, see things in a way that's l'malam and ateva. You have an ability to understand things that are beyond human rational intellect. Shemosh Rabbeinu, in brackets, Shemosh Rabbeinu, olav shalom haya im gufa b'shamay. Moshe, you transcended physical reality. You went to the heavens, bodily, human beings. Your face is shining. You didn't eat for 40 days and 40 nights. You're not human. You're not like the rest of us. You're elevated again above the bodily realities of Basar V'dam. But Madrega Seichel Malach, and you're like an angel. And as such, said Korach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nasan Es HaTorah Kefi Das B'nei Adam. But the Torah was given to what? To people. And you're not a person, Moshe. As Chazal even say in one of the most astounding Mamar Chazal, hard to understand, Chazal say that Moshe is described at the end of the Torah as an Ish Elokim. And Ish Elokim means that the upper half of him was Elokim-like. His lower half was Ish, but his upper half was Elokim, was godly, something that's totally beyond our Hasaga. And that's exactly what Korach said. It's beyond the Hasaga of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, lo b'shamayim hi. Va'al zeh shalu shekefi das b'nei adam hayitzarach limnos l'nasi l'korach shehu abachor. V'gam talis shekula tcheles tia chayavas petzitzis. Hachi zehu das v'seichel b'nei adam. As Rav Salavechik famously wrote, in a piece where he described the nature of Korach's rebellion as a an uprising of the common folk. But that's exactly Korach's point. The Torah was given to be understood in accordance with that which makes sense to human beings. So, for example, the example he just gave, a talis that's made entirely of tcheles shouldn't require a little extra string of tzitzis. That's a very, for lack of a better word, no offense meant by this, a very balabatish way of analyzing a halachic reality. And Korach said, but that's how it's supposed to be understood. It's supposed to be understood in accordance with Seichel Adam. Lezeomer Korach, kol zvan she'ein Adam cholik alav halachic moso. So when no one disagrees with Moshe, of course we'll follow Moshe, even though he's lamal miseichel b'nei Adam. But ma she'ein ken kishiyeh alav bar plugta. But when the majority opinion is not like Moshe, when most human beings and most of Klal Yisrael see it differently, shouldn't we follow them? As Unkelis explains on Vayikach Korach, that Korach was ispaleg. Korach was what? A bar plukta. Hainu shenasa bar plukta shel Moshe. And the same way, in that Gemara in Sanhedrin, we pass like the Chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer, despite the fact that carob trees were jumping out of the ground, and despite the fact that water was swimming upstream, and despite the fact that the walls of the Beis Medrash were caving in, and despite the fact that a baskol rang out from the heavens and declared that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, says Korach, we don't follow a Torah that is in the Shemayim. So since we are the Bar Plukta, I am the Bar Plukta, and by extension, Klal Yisrael, and the 250 men who are with me, Ma also, what did Korach do? Amud v'kineis reishon Rashi Sanhedrios. He got together more mainstream Talmidei Chachamim and said, this is the halacha. V'kev et sheheim yehav harabim, memela yeh halacha kamosam, sheyachid v'rabim halacha karabim. And at this point, in this piece, it's hard for us to understand why Korach is wrong. It makes a lot of sense what Korach said. Al pi halacha, al pi the Gemara in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. It seems to make a lot of sense to us what Korach's position was. So what was his, again, what we called at the beginning, a slightly misguided and very holy mistake? So the answer is, says the Yismach Yisrael, Achein kafia emes ze'eino taina. Korach was mistaken. And we know he was mistaken because the Torah clearly punishes Korach and teaches us not to be like Korach. But we have to understand the nuance of his mistake. Ki ze'eino shayach rak heicha sha'anachnu mechulakim medas Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom heicha yekavanaso. When we have a machlokas as to what Moshe Rabbeinu held, so then we will follow the majority opinion. But Moshe is in a unique category in terms of the assignment that he was given by Hashem to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. We don't say when it comes to Moshe versus others, Yachad v'ra'am halacha k'rabim. When Moshe Rabbeinu's position is debated, B'zeh anu omrim yachad v'ra'am halacha k'rabim. Masha enkin, lachlo chalila al Moshe, but to argue on Moshe himself, Shayishakol k'samach riba Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll never outweigh him. He's equated in many places in Chazal, like the entire 600,000 members of Klal Yisrael. Shuha Yeshorash Klal Yisrael, he's the root of all of Klal Yisrael. He's the all-encompassing, the Shama Kolelis, Vidaito Hidas Bnei Adam. And therefore, his Das is the Das of Klal Yisrael. Asher Bar Bachar Elokim, as Hashem has selected him. Ukefi Sichlo Kach Hi Ha'alacha. And whatever Moshe says, goes. V'chol Chach Mea Torah Asher Lem Koach Ha'achra, Hurak Minitzot Moshe Asher Bam. And any posek, whoever paskin any issue, is drawing on the chelek of Moshe Rabbeinu inside of himself. As the Tikkun HaZohar says in Kufir Aleph, Al Inyan Moshe Shapir Kamris. Like the Tikkun HaZohar says, explaining the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Aleph, where the Gemara says, Moshe, you said correct. My name's not Moshe. Why are you calling me Moshe? But sometimes the Talmidei Chacham in the Gemara, I think it appears in three places in Shas, in Shabbos, in Sukkah, I think in Chulin also, that tzaddikim were called Moshe, because they're drawing on the soul of Moshe, and that's what Tikkun HaZohar says, the ispashtusa b'chol dara v'dara, the ispashtus, the impact, the spiritual expression of Moshe Rabbeinu is found in every generation. V'chol ha-Torah nikris al-shamo, and the entire Torah is called Toras Moshe, we forget that sometimes. Pasuk at the end of Malachi, zichru Toras Moshe avdi, Moshe, the true Eved Hashem. Not an easy title to come by. In the last piece of Shem Yishmuel and all of his writings on Chumash, to be an emistic Eved Hashem, Toras Moshe, it is Toras Moshe. Our Mesorah is linked to Moshe Rabbeinu's appointment at Har Sinai. Hainu shakasher yomer v'yigzar kenu haTorah. What he says is Torah. V'chol acholik alav cholik al haTorah. And arguing on Moshe Rabbeinu is ki'ilu arguing on the Torah itself. V'chein mashma. And so too we find in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Hayam Aleph from Mishnah Sham, in Banu Ladun Achar Beis and Shor B'Gamliel, if you want to challenge the authority of B'Gamliel, Tzrichan Anu Ladun Achar Kol Beis and Beis and Sha'andu B'Mois Moshe V'Arachshuv. You'd have to confront every Psak Halacha going back to Moshe. Because again, Moshe Rabbeinu has a hand in every one of them, ad v'lo ad bechlal. But when it says up to Moshe, it means up to Moshe. Sha'ad based in Shamosha, because if we were going to go up the chain, we could, in theory, debate the position of any basin. Again, we may win, we may lose. But we could, in theory, try to debate the position of any basin up to Moshe, but not Moshe himself. Avalo b'beisin shel Moshe, but not Moshe himself. Top of page 59. Kihi kol ha-Torah kula, because our link to the Mesorah is directly in relation to our link to Moshe Rabbeinu and our trust in the assignment of Moshe Rabbeinu that we saw with our own eyes at Har Sinai. Val Tainas Korach Shuhub Madrega Gavoa Me'al Gavoa K'Madregas Malach Ve'in Daito Kadas B'nei Adam. And Torah's claim that Moshe is not with it. He doesn't understand how people think. He's simply too lofty. He's too high above the people. He's like a Malach. V'Torah Nitna L'Vnei Adam. And the Torah is given to human beings. K'vi Daitam V'Sichlam. It has to make sense to the average person. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, you're mistaken. The shortness, the lack of depth to your claim is seen from within your words itself. Meaning what? Shatem yadatem ba'atzmachem, ki gamitchem hivtelo keyisom yadas Yisrael. Korach, don't you realize as a Levi that you've been given a position above others? So don't you understand that it's not a contradiction? The notion that Torah was taken from angels and given to human beings does not mean that every single Jew stands in the same place and has an equal right and entitlement to rule on any particular matter of Torah. You know there's a hierarchy. You know that there's an order of operations with regard to determining halacha. Not every person gets an equal vote. It's not an absolute democracy, Torah. Haynu shehivdaltechem masha atem muvdalim madrega gavoa mikol am humei kadosh baruch hu kafisha tuchel hasig. Hashem has assigned you a position of prominence in accordance with your ability to grasp something more. Ki mistama halevim beduchnam hergishu hakadusha asher begirvam. As a Levi who stood on the duchen, you know the chashuv madrega that you have. So you know that there are madregos, there's a concept of madregos, and a person could be an elevated person and still be a representation of Das Bnei Adam. Kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia Bachem Lo Yos Mikfi Asagaschem. So Hashem has given you the ability to understand in accordance with your ability. Kein Gam Bi. The same is true for me. Lo Nasan Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rak Kol Kach Kmo Shuchal Lekabel. Asher Uchal Lahashpia Lekal Yisrael. Lo Yos Mikfi Asagaschem. Uveladai Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach Vakocho Lo Yuchal Shum Ish Lekabel Shum Hasmanus Vesroros Rak HaKol Kefi Hashkacha Sabore Baruch Hu. I don't have a bit more than Hashem wants me to have. Which means that I'm living on a madrega that's entirely appropriate for a very elevated person in this world. And you know it from your own experience, Korach. So why didn't he know it? Concludes the Yismach Yisrael, Uve'emes lule ha-negiyah lakachas ha-nasiyos, hayagam hu yodeyazos. If not being blinded by his negiyah, a little bit of a desire to take a position of greater authority. And again, it's a holy mistake. It's a form of kinas sofrim, if you will. And it's blinding. And therefore, he wasn't able to understand this simple response of Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't understand. Again, because of his negiyah to take the position of the seers, hayagam hu yodeya zos, she'en ken kavanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't able to realize that this is how Hashem wanted it to be. He should have understood it. Aval eino hitato. But his eye misled him, deceived him. Ki ha-shochad yaver eine pik. That the bribery has the ability to blind the eyes of a pikeach, of a wise person. Haynu hanegia hi me'aver ene haseichel ha'amitiyam. Negios, our own involvement, our own desire, respect, and to gain positions of authority can be blinding for a person. And our own self-interest can be of coming to a seichel amiti, coming to a true, simple Torah understanding of things. Ki haseichel nimshach achar negiyah, because the mind is then drawn after the particular negiyah, whatever it is that you're drawn towards, whatever self-interest is blinding you. And as Chazal say, a person is closest of relatives to himself. So again, to summarize the main points here. Korach very much had a claim which he thought was a very Torah claim, which is that the Torah was given to Basar V'dam, And Moshe Rabbeinu is too elevated above the people to be the representation of Basar Vadam. But he failed to understand that Moshe was sort of the exception to the rule. That Moshe Rabbeinu is the linchpin in the Mesorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was assigned at Har Sinai to be on that higher Madrega. That's exactly the Madrega that Hashem wants him to be on. And again, we see in many other Mamari Chazal that are not quoted here, that Moshe had a unique ability to be Onam Mikol Adam, to be a man of the people, despite being a person who wore a mask, literally, because of his shining countenance. And that was the mistake of Korach, to not understand that Moshe is in a unique category when it comes to his Hanhaga. So, there's a lot to think about here, a lot to learn from this piece, to understand again the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has invested within us by giving us the Torah, an understanding of, again, finding one's place in the ability to rule on matters of Torah, and again, the deepest appreciation and respect that we still have to have till this very day for Moshe Rabbeinu, for being that individual who was in a class of his own to receive the Torah in the way that he did from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to serve as the great Rabban Shel Yisrael to transmit that Mesorah to us, which we still cling to so dearly. Thank you for learning with me, and I hope that everyone has a wonderful Shabbos.